This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
That's the best.
I tell you, that, believe it or not, it was my rejoin week. I didn't find that out till yesterday. So, literally, walked in here yesterday, and he didn't say a word about it, Fat Boy, but it was my rejoin week, and he did them all because I didn't even, you know, all this stuff.
Perfect.
If social media existed in cell phones and stuff, when I was freshman year of college, and I could have had a video of my mama hearing this for the first time. Oh, my God.
Oh, good part coming up.
Turn this down. She literally like jumped up off the, like we were in my, I had a Jeep Wagoneer then, and she literally like put her hand on the console, the other hand on the oh crap bar, and like pulled up like you, when you're driving over a possum, how you lift your butt up a little bit. She was like, whoa. And
Wagoneer.
I didn't have a good system in that thing either. It was just shocking song.
They changed the letters of that to Wagoneer if you drove it with a sweater.
Yeah, you. That was back in the time when you couldn't go buy your repop ornamental stuff for cars. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My daddy was redoing his 58 Chevy, and we'd go to them car shows, and he's like, I don't want no repop parts. I want original.
Matthew, you were going to Nopies.
Matthew, this is going to be the best week in your life. What are we doing, Daddy? We're going to Charlotte Motor Speedway. And the entire raceway is lined up with car parts.
We're going to get some J.C. Whitney and some Edelbrock.
We're going to see every version of Rat Fink you ever wanted to see. They're all going to be there. And guess what? We're going to be walking around on the blacktop, and it's going to be 95. Gosh. Oh, what a great day, Dad.
Just like on Motorfest back in the day.
I drank so much damn Country Time lemonade that day that I probably literally got diabetes that day. That day I was drinking Country Time lemonade.
Well, if it wasn't that day, it was the day you ate all the donuts in the back of the car.
It could have been. And then had to go to the Bala food fair afterwards and literally was throwing up in the trash can at the Bala food fair because I had ate 2.5 dozen donuts that morning at a church fundraiser. It sounds fake, and it's so real.
Just chowing them down.
Well, we wasn't selling none.
They would have to have been, because when they're hot and ready,
yeah, they were.
You can fold them and like you like mash them real good.
Just they literally that they must know there's something in our saliva that when it hits that glaze that it literally just melts. It's like cotton candy, you know.
My mouth waters looking at him, kind of like Paige when she goes out on the weekends. And
yeah.
She's all these hot dudes walking around.
Showing a little cleave.
Talk about meeting, too, and she starts foaming out the mouth.
She's like, one at a time, boys.
That always happens.
Form a line.
Take a number.
Oh, look at that.
That's the first
that
time in the 22 history of this show that we've ever said the same thing at the same time.
That never happened.
Something else right there. Holy bump. Oh, be that plane. I want to see Limp Bizkit in concert, though. I really do.
They are selling like crazy.
I really do. It looks. I've seen videos. It seems fun. He always. Fred's got the.
He's
the big,
funny.
Looks like a garden gnome with his beard. It's well groomed. It's white. It's and he dresses like the 90s.
He's a really nice guy.
I met him one time. Very like, hey, nice to meet you.
When they were at the station back in the day, Stone Avenue.
It wasn't a photo op or hey, let's sit down and talk. It was like, hey, man, nice to meet you. Cool.
Guy Wes has been through a couple times because you know Black Light Burns. He was doing that for a little bit.
Yep.
With his wild eyes.
Yep. Yeah. He was dressed like a monkey that day.
Oh, then you got the drummer with the long sideburns.
I can't remember his name.
I can't either.
Oh, memories. I threw up at the cemetery yesterday. You want to talk about that?
At the cemetery?
Yeah, it sucked.
Did you realize the quick pick wasn't there anymore? And you're like, oh, I'll start hurling.
No.
Just nerves.
Yeah, nerves in the heat, honestly. Yeah. And I had not what I thought budgeted my day for, like, you know, the cutting of a check normally is like a 10 to 20 minute thing.
Especially now. I mean, like, a check is what you, a promissory note for money.
Yeah. It's like, I promise it's going to be there when you go. And
cross your fingers.
Cash this in a week.
Wait till Friday.
Don't accidentally misplace this for 2 weeks and then find it and go cash it. So, yeah, it was this, you know, all that at once. And plus it was, because my eating habits are very scheduled. And so that threw that in a loop. And I was in a spot where I needed some protein. Shut up.
You don't just puke. You have like precursors. Because I've seen them throw up a lot.
Oh, my God.
It's a gurgle it starts with.
Yeah.
I know. It sounds awful.
Like a couple mini burps and then like a ugh after a burp and then like a.
Yeah.
You do hear the gurgle, and I'm like,
I know it sounds like I'm like choking on my own.
Before the puke, and I'm like, oh man, but it's like a sick type of puke.
I do want to share this too again, and I
sick puke.
You know, so like my mom's funeral is Thursday at 2 o'clock at Riverside Baptist Church, and many people said, is it going to be intrusive? Like listeners, they're like, is it going to be intrusive if we come? Are you kidding me? Like. Of course it would be. No. That's the Riverside Baptist is a big church, and I'd be honored. But so anything that I talk about, probably for the next little bit, will be in that. I was telling Fat Boy.
Just don't wear nothing wild.
I'm not going to look like a commentator from WWE at WrestleMania. Don't worry.
What were you saying?
About what?
Like if you go, don't wear anything inappropriate.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Of course, people know.
Remember the guy we saw? We thought he was wearing a Coca-Cola shirt, but it said the C word on it and didn't say Coke.
Oh my God!
We didn't realize it until he got real close. I'm like,
people with bad vision wouldn't have noticed it. They would have walked up and popped him on the shoulder. And says, "I like it too." Back in my day, it was only a nickel. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is, anything that I talk about for the next little while. We'll likely be in that, but it's not a swear to you. It's not a plead for sympathy or anything like that. It's just sharing what's going on with you and all of that. And so this was again a very honest, like beautiful thing. So I remember years ago, and it was my mom that told me this, and my daddy gave me a nod and said she's right, Matthew, from when my mom and dad got married, my grandparents, you'll never believe what they gave them for a wedding gift. You'll never believe what my grandparents gave my mom and dad for a wedding gift. The year was 1970.
China? Like fine China?
Good guess. Not even close.
So it wasn't a good guess. It was an awful guess.
Well, I was entertaining you. Paige, I don't want you to think about it too hard. Let me tell you what it was. It was karate swords. No, it was not karate swords.
Right, what was that yesterday?
That's what I said. I said karate swords instead of a katana. I called it a karate sword. No, my grandma and grandpa gave my mom and dad for a wedding gift grave plots.
Oh, well, look, I mean, that's...
I know. Like, it's so wild. At the moment...
Boy, it paid off now, though.
For years, it was like, boy, that was a weird gift. or in the moment for them, like, wow, is there something that I need to know about here? Like, why are they giving us grave plots? You going to die? You know.
Plus, if somebody buys you that, that's where they want you. You might not necessarily.
So here's the thing. My grandma and grandpa, this is the way the story was passed down. This is what's just great about life and family and all this stuff and good record keeping is that so my grandma and grandpa gave that to my grandma, my mom and dad for the wedding gift, which is on the other side of them. So it's a grave plot. My grandma and grandma had grandma and grandpa. I didn't have lesbian grandmas. Grandma and grandpa had going this way, and then they ended up getting the other side to give to my mom. You understand what I'm saying? So it's one headstone for four people, essentially.
I was wondering now if there are lesbian grandmas out there.
I'm sure there are.
Do you have one?
And if they're working, go drink happy hour tonight.
So you talk about like in a row, just like straight down.
No. So look, this is a wall. Think about the border.
Okay.
My grandma and grandpa.
Did I get already?
Would be on America's side, and my mom and dad, I don't want to do that.
That's not very much time.
All right, let's do this like the Mason. Oh, I don't want to do that one either. All right, we'll do like Spartanburg County, Greenville County. My grandma, my grandpa hated Spartanburg. So like they're going one direction, they're going the other direction, and there's a wall between them. It's a gravestone.
Kind of like back to back.
And what we found out, because, and I don't want to say the name of it, because I'm not looking for, they're not looking for a free plug. There's not that many anyway, but blah, blah, blah. They kept, this particular cemetery had the records for the plot. And what really had happened was my great-grandfather, I love this. My great-grandfather bought four of those and gave them to each of his and her kids, and then they all flipped them on the other side for their kids. So you turn four plots into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 16. 16 people died. I mean, in the same, it's brilliant.
I wonder how the hell that worked. But you could pass them down.
They literally had the paperwork from 1947 that my great-grandpa, I literally saw the paper he signed with his own hand. I saw my great-grandma's autograph, the great Mabel. I saw her name written as it was, dated, postmarked Greenville, South Carolina, 1940. Like,
they keep records that far.
Dude, I was amazed. It's like this day and age of digital, to see that, and the paper was like yellowing and like.
So they'll do it going forward, though? Like whatever you sign will go in there?
Oh, yeah. They got records like hell. I mean, it was really, really cool to see that. You know, all the different stamps that would go on there and all this postmark.
How much do you pay for them?
Guess. For just, I don't know for the four, but for the plot that now will house my mother coming on Thursday, my father and grandparents in front. How much did my great-grandpa pay for that?
You said 1947.
1947.
Like 80 bucks? Is that too low?
Yes.
You said 80?
Yeah.
100?
$150. God, that's a... I mean, how much are they now? A couple G's?
Well, upwards you said, of 10.
God almighty.
Especially if you want to be near the lake.
There's inflation on dirt?
Dude, if you want to be near a lake, it's more. Like, if you want it, if you are up by the road, it's less.
Why?
Because you're being disturbed by the traffic. I don't know.
Or you're like in eminent domain.
I think it's what they're thinking. Like, oh, people going to be walking by the grave here. You know, homeless people.
Oh, peeing everywhere.
Urinating, urinating and things.
Doo-dooing on headstones.
Throwing feces. But if you're near the lake, it's more. I don't know. But it was.
Mausoleum's got to be ridiculous.
Nice little cool thing to say. You know, that's another thing I was going to tell you. I was talking about, with your dad.
Yeah. Part of him's in the office. In a Tupperware bowl.
God, nice. You use something else.
The other 40 pounds of the bag is at a local cemetery.
I was telling the guy who's very, very nice. Like, that's a job. You've got to have great customer service because people are bereaving and all this stuff. And the guy was freaking excellent. He did all this stuff to get all this paperwork. And he was telling me now, I shared with him that your father had passed because the guy knew of the show. I don't think he listened, but he knew of the show. And I said, your father had been cremated. And he was telling me now, like, people often don't know what to do with the urn, whether to put it in their house, where to put the ashes, if they don't know what to do with them. So you now, they have little, like it's a little locker, but it's a mausoleum, but it's like a little locker. That you can go, I know.
There's
I
a like, local local cemetery that has fobs just for the mausoleums.
What?
Yeah. You got to be like, you know, you pay for your fob, but, you know, that's the only way you can get in.
They ain't got an app.
They got the things you could scan, the QR codes on the headstones.
God, like the Ingalls Advantage card?
And it brings up pictures and whatnot.
I'll be dead lame. The world's crazy. All right, we're going to take a break on that. We'll get to these phone calls, I swear. Paige would just not hush. 1-800-774-0093.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Best Damn Audio coming up a little after 8 o'clock, right after headlines. And I promise you, I mean, I can't speak for Fatboy stuff. He usually picks very good stuff too. But I can tell you, mine are solid. Solid audio that will make you chuckle and maybe disperse some liquid in your pants.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, your choice. Like your choice.
You ever wish you can, you know, just... Like, people want to, they get so mad they want to talk crap to each other. Don't you wish there was a phone number you could call just to cuss somebody out? There is.
864-241-4318.
Well, there's that one that you should call first. We'll tell you about another one.
Oh.
In Best Damn. Plus, the phone's just flashed. So if you called, you might have to call back. Cause...
Yep. And I will tell you, part of that is likely not Fatboy's fault. It's that of our engineers.
This is voice over IP crap.
They did not put my phone screen thing on the thing. I know no one knows what that means, and really, I don't know what to call it. I call it the phone screen thing. Okay. So
I mean, it's really what it is.
It's the phone screen thing.
But, it's a little program you type in. We type little notes back and forth.
So the BDA coming up a little after 8 o'clock, and then Friday, something new, the BHFR. It's brand new to the show. Paige and Fatboy will be doing the first ever Brutally Honest Funeral Review. I'll have you
oh
guys.
Oh, my gosh. No, we won't.
I'm messing. I was thinking, like, what are some bits to do with this? I'm just messing.
You know what, though? It's like, it's. I mean, the way you handle it is, this is just being honest right here. I'm just throwing it out there. I feel like you're handling this a lot better than you handled the situation when your dad passed away. I felt like that was maybe obviously you're in a different place to. I felt like you have more tools now to deal with it. I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean that's that's ironic.
Plus you're older too, so I mean It's like you learn along the way.
That's all it is,
maturity
man.
Level.
I believe someone said, "Life's a dance; you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, and I forget the other part."
I can't even place the quote.
Sometimes you follow.
Ah, that's what it is. Dang it.
Look. I was trying to do a little funny thing. You don't know your country music. You can't call yourself a fan.
I'm trying to keep you placing out.
Life's a dance. You learn as you go. Sometimes you lead. Sometimes you follow. Don't matter what you don't know, I think. Life's a dance. You learn as you go.
They really is. I mean, truer words have never been spoken. Besides roll, roll, Seminole win, roll like you're never going to roll again.
Oh, my God. The great John Anderson. Is he still with us?
He is, man. He still tours.
They should have him at the Anderson Great American Great Anderson Fair.
You never know where these people are going to pop up.
I saw Travis Tritt and Anderson that time. I'm like, God. I mean, for a concert, he wasn't in the Walmart or nothing, but it was freaking cool.
I never thought that, Billy Bob Thornton would be coming to Liberty, South Carolina, but he is.
Yeah, think about that. Like,
what's he going to do there?
He's got a band they're going to perform.
Oh, cool.
Oh, he's actually making an appearance thing.
And they are going to pack it out. When he was here across the street, packed it out.
Target in Clemson. Is it Clemson, the one that Wahlberg goes to?
Anderson, but he was at Longhorn a couple weeks ago. He's always he's in town a couple times a year. Takes pictures with people. Let him work out with the football facilities. Plays golf.
He's got a child there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's he shouldn't flaunt that, though, that, he gets, because, what are the, what about the other dads that want to go work out in the football? I mean, for real, that's.
Well, tell them to win an Academy Award and then come work out with the football team.
I guess. I don't think Donnie Wahlberg would get that, but Marky Mark gets that. I'd like to meet that guy, though. I really would.
Look it up. Look.
He sounds like a nice guy.
He seems like a fun guy.
I hear a lot of nice things about the guy. Don't hear anything bad about him. His kid, too, Hear a lot of good stuff about
him. He was yeah. You know,
she's
nice. Mutually know someone's mutual friends with someone's daughter. Okay, so let me start. So I have a friend that is friends. This sounds like I'm trying to reach some fame contact. I have a friend whose daughter lives in the same complex as the aforementioned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So nice. I can get him on the show, I think.
Did I ever tell you I met her?
Oh, did you know?
Yeah. Of course I knew who she was.
See, now that strikes me as odd, I have to be honest with you.
Oh my God, do you know who you are?
Well, do you know how I get with certain people?
Yeah.
I said, real nice, real talkative, real nice girl.
Yeah.
I said, I know who you are. You look just like your daddy. And I just immediately was rattling off, have you seen this, and this?
No, you could have Farley'd her.
You pretty much, yeah.
Oh no. God, you got over fanned out.
I tried to.
He fell through the coffee table.
I tried to explain to her who her dad was. She didn't know already. I'm like, do you understand? He's been A-list for longer than you've been alive.
Did you ask her if she gets Christmas cards from the rest of the Funky Bunch?
I didn't give her time to talk. I'm the whole time rattling off, have you seen this, this, and this, and.
Was this in a car?
Yeah, it was.
Were you like humming Good Vibrations as you talked to her as well?
No.
Your dad was really good. Good
vibration. But she handled it great, man. She was nice about the whole thing. She's
like, get me out of here. This guy's a whack job.
She's likely.
Much. I'm like,
she's probably been used to it since her childhood.
Like, I don't mean to say I know more about your dad than you do, but I probably do.
Oh, my God.
Like, on Father's Day, you should do a trivia contest about her dad, and you would win. Oh, Paige.
Small world, man. It really is.
It is.
Which is a daycare. Which is a real place as well.
So, really? Yeah. Is it in Florida?
No. It's in Easley, South Carolina.
Oh.
It's also in your drawers, I've heard. So.
Small people?
Small world.
Oh, okay.
Small people.
Well, I was like, what?
I was just trying to be mean. I should be mean to you.
You know the mom? What's the show we used to watch real quick? The Family of Little People. And they got a divorce.
Oh, it was. We talk about it all the time. We got a letter from him.
Yeah.
Because he was running the Little People Association.
Yep.
The Roloffs, Matt Roloff.
Yeah.
What's the show?
I can't remember. Is it Little John? No, it wasn't Little Johnson.
It's not Seven Little Johnsons. That's a different one.
But anyway, the mom got remarried and had a kid.
Oh.
She had a kid?
I believe so. I saw a picture of.
Well, they had three regular kids.
What do you mean? Together?
Well, yeah.
You mean size?
Yeah, regular size, regular. Like, I mean, you know, like regular kids.
Couple Vinci's in there.
And no, like, displeasures or anything, like, whatever that word is.
What am
that
I?
That was part of the show. Like, that was the catch of the show.
Describe me as a shareable size?
we kept
I'm value meal.
Sharing the video of the kids shooting the shotgun.
Oh, my God.
Because it would blow them in the dirt.
Yeah, it would. Literally. That's some good weed, Paige. What are you working on in the Plex before we get this record-breaking BDA?
A shocking story of two brothers. One got arrested for child porn, and because the cops looked at his videos, his other brother got arrested too, but you wouldn't believe what the other brother did.
Like, the fact that you got to watch that stuff as a cop, because it is evidence. I don't know if you have to watch all of it.
I mean, that ain't.
You got to watch it, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah.
What do they do with it? Like, obviously, you got to keep evidence for a little bit, but like they burn the drugs to keep the money for general fun.
Recycle pills. They burn.
Like, what do you do with all the kiddie porn you get? You got to delete it, right? God, I hope you do. Please delete it. You don't use it for stings, do you? That'd be awful.
Maybe NWO stink.
Setting people up with
God, this is uncomfortable to talk about. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Ow! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
It's like a, those news bloopers where they don't know they've come back yet because their earpieces. And
well, I got my thumb stuck.
We were listening to some Big X to plug off
the
air.
We were.
He canceled the Clemson Music Fest because he got booked for Coachella.
Yeah.
Same weekend.
Blowing up. He's on Jimmy Kimmel.
He don't wear his shirt closed. He wears it open.
Well, he's taking over where Jelly Roll left.
He looks like four big boys put together.
He's big. He's large.
He's the biggest, the baddest.
Oh, okay.
That's four Antoine Pattons.
He's from Texas.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. We begin with a story about a brother that got arrested for child pornography and dragged his older brother into this whole mess. And it's even worse, in my opinion. So this is a 37-year-old guy named Christopher Banks. He recently got arrested in New York State for child pornography, and he lives with his older brother. And cops raided their home and seized their electronics. And the brother is now in trouble because while cops were searching their gadgets, they came across an old video of Mark having sex with a cow.
A cow?
A cow.
How is that even... Matt, how do you even do that?
Don't ask me.
You got a cow. Otis.
I'm having one right now, even thinking about it.
And he admitted to it in a written statement to the police. He said he's worked on a farm for 22 years, and quote, when I was younger, I had sex with a cow. And he blamed it on urges and excitement.
Sounds like a Kanye tweet that's going around now.
Had sex with a cow. His cousin's a cow.
He said it was a one-time thing. Doesn't make it any better if you do it once, twice. Whatever. He still did it.
Did you see the 50 Cent tweet he put
out?
Cow
rape.
No.
He said, man, the Knicks lost, and I just found out Kanye blanked his cousin's blank. I'm going to bed.
Well, now he's facing...
He must have not done anything, because he talks crap about everybody that when this stuff comes out. But yet nobody comes back with any blackmail on him. Like, he must have just rolled like real sensibly, put all that vitamin water money up, and just like... I'm just getting fat and don't give a damn.
He trolls people. You know, he bought all the first two rows of the Ja Rule concert on Groupon. He bought all those tickets. Yep.
Just to screw with Ja Rule.
He told Floyd Mayweather if he could read one page of a Harry Potter book, he'd give him 50 grand.
Oh, that's great.
Like, oh, man. This is great. Like, trolling. I'd like to have a night with Cat Williams and 50 Cent. Just a roast, a little bit of music, some dancing.
I'd be afraid what Cat has to say. He might not have unloaded completely.
I know, because it's like, you go back watching YouTube videos from 4, 5, 6 years ago when it was like, oh, he's just telling a wild, crazy story. It's like, Dateline tonight. Those stories were true.
Yeah.
Wow.
So these brothers, their parents.
And Hannibal Buress with Cosby. Sorry, go ahead.
Must be thrilled because he's facing up to a year in jail and his brother is facing up to 4 years, and they'll both have to register as sex offenders if they're both convicted. One child or the other having sex with a cow.
Oh, my God.
Nobody texts in about them. What they do with the leftover.
That's good. They probably don't want to talk about it on their cell phones.
I don't know if it was
you
like
you were talking about child porn. Why?
Hey, I'm going to write down. Go grab some of these from evidence, and we'll set up old Bob.
Just
we'll
spell do a sting. It like prawn with a zero. And
if
no
you
one
think that's bad, see what my brother did.
What's Mark?
No, oh, brother, oh. I mean, I these thought you were situation.
Trying to up that story.
Look, this no, is, I can't believe.
Pretty tame.
He is.
I can't believe we're even trying to, or I am trying to rank this stuff, but. Obviously, child porn, like, deplorable, terrible. But I feel like any kind of bestiality is, like, a level below any kind of human porn.
It's,
you see what I'm saying? I feel like they look down upon...
I feel it's like abuse. There needs to be...
Yeah.
So, you said they go on a list as sex offenders, one for child porn, one for bestiality. But is that... So, as far as the records reflect, does it have an asterisk saying what for, or does it just say sex offender? Because remember the P1, humpteen years ago, had to register as a sex offender because he was literally about to piss his pants,
yep.
Pulled over on the side of the road,
yeah.
Peed, playground nearby. The kids didn't even see him, but the teacher did. He got charged as a sex offender. I think that's wrong. I do think there's some kind of penalty to pay, blah, blah, blah. But to call him a sex offender is ridiculous.
I think they're all lumped in together, like sexual assault and then other assaults. I think they're all lumped into the same list.
Yeah. Yep. God, that's wild. That's just...
I think they put... If it's bestial, though, they put like a little cow emoji beside
your picture.
Should
they put the emoji of what animal it is?
Yeah, but I mean...
Hit a dude, nailed an armadillo.
I had cows and horses, and I'd be pretty upset if someone came into my land and had sex with my animal. You better get out if I catch you, because I'll shoot you.
You're not going to let him finish, are you?
No.
He got away. He's like, I had sex with your horse, and I got away with it.
I was trying to just get on his back, I swear.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's wild. I'm just thinking it's about disgusting. Mine are all mini cows, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like...
I mean, can you imagine...
No, I don't want to.
It would hurt my
feelings. If I'm going to imagine it, I would at least be like a hot chick breaks into a farm and there's a horse right there. Like, not a dude just, like, walking around. And...
Wait,
regardless,
shut
it's
up.
Repulsive.
You're
if you have to imagine
it. Bestiality now.
It doesn't matter if it's hot or not. The animal's not a willing participant.
Well, no one is in that way. Like,
no.
What if you roofied the cow?
It really is awful. God, how could you roofie a cow?
I don't know.
You would have to be a lot of roofie.
Horse tranks.
I don't think I can't say that. I don't think a certain type of people can make it fast enough to like get it across the border and give them to you.
I'm surprised the horse didn't, a cow wouldn't kick you in the first place.
It's like, if you blank me, I'm going to buck you.
Yeah.
Plus, if you ask the cartel to make you a lot of roofies to like roofie a cow, would they even do it? I feel like even they have a line like, no.
No, I don't think
you
they
think
would
they
care.
Have morals and values, fat boy?
Beings.
I think animals unite people more so than people think.
Amen. That is absolutely true. You feel that, and I sound like such a hippie when I say it, but when I'm on the farm and the sun is shining and all the animals are making their respective noises and such.
They're kind of enjoying life.
Lovely to just sit there and listen to it, especially when you're just sitting there on, I told you how, and you're probably going to make weird jokes now. I like to sit on bales of hay and get Laura,
the cow,
the little mini Jersey to lay her head on my shoulder. And
pet her face.
And pet her. And just
you know who does the same thing? Arnold. He opens his door, like when he wakes up, he's got a miniature horse. They all come into his house.
See,
they all
that's
walk into his kitchen.
That's what we're going wild.
I would love that.
And he'll feed them. So I feed him the cookies with the kitchen. He's got the donkey, the horse. He's got a pig that goes on his walks with him.
Oh, man. See, remember the pig I had, Hamilton? I was like, I'm actually going to domesticate this pig. I'm going to go the raw binario route and have a home pig or whatever.
All right.
Well, then that didn't last. And now
he got too big for
that. That pig is no longer pink. That pig is black as night
colors.
Now.
And Rob's pig black?
It's weird, yes.
They
well, it's Korean.
They change colors, right? Well, like they don't stay pink.
I think it's Korean.
Pink to black?
I think it's Korean. Rob Tex, if you're listening.
He always said he loved the pig to lay by the fire.
Dude, listening to Rob's pig walk across their hardwood floors.
Clippity clop.
It sounds like two little kids wearing like little dress-up high heels walking across the
floor.
Tap dancing? Oh, man. It's the sweetest little sound. It's cute. That's a big ass pig, though.
Yeah, it really I mean, it's got to be old as hell at this point.
Yeah.
Well, little potbelly pigs grew to be big potbelly pigs.
Yeah. I don't know if it smokes weed or not.
I don't know. Probably Rob would not allow that in the home, at least. You have to go out back.
He would defend it, though, if it got busted. Pig.
He would. What if the pig bit Rob? Would Rob?
That's a good question, Rob. What happens?
Do you handle pig bites, Rob?
I'm sure
I know
sure
the
he
dog
does.
Bites, but yeah. Lordy, have mercy. Wow. It all goes back to the partners.
It really does. Bestiality brought us all together. That's why I'm put on the podcast, at least.
Don't do that.
Please don't.
Do you know the way the algorithm hates words like war, COVID, Hitler, and other things? Don't ever put that in a title. That's a little SEO hint for you.
Oh, SEO tips. Thank you. I only have 80 people.
Thank you. Oh, you said tips. Oh. All right, we're going to break on that. The hilarity will continue. Oh. It's not a battle anymore. It's a cohesive joining of delivering of fun audio, the best damn audio.
It's like an 86 Celtics, you know, 01 Lakers, 97 Bulls.
Yeah.
It's a team effort.
Right. Yeah, it
16
is.
16 Warriors.
98 Braves.
Okay.
Yeah, Altana.
Morgan Wallen. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. The best damn audio right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.